The Wall Street Journal said he's one of the most innovative minds in football.
He's a rat.
ESPN once called him the guru of the spread.
Scumbag.
Football Scoop labeled him the mastermind behind college football's number one offense.
Nobody likes him, not even his family.
He took three separate teams over a five-year period and made each a top-10 offense.
Yeah, but he's such a horse's ass. He was fired by future United States Senator Tommy Tuberville in the middle of the season, even though he had a 5-2 record.
No wonder CBS Sports said there's never been quite a coach like Franklin. He marches to a different beat.
Pariah, an outcast, a person or animal that is despised, shunned, or avoided. Warning, buckle up and put your big boy pants on. This isn't your friendly kiss-ass coach's show. If you can't handle the truth, eject immediately.
And now, from parts unknown, it's the Pigskin Pariah. The one, the only, Coach Tony Franklin.
Welcome to 4 minutes and 44 seconds of football, life, and leadership. Grab a hold, put those big boy pants on, and let's talk about things in this world that actually matter. No matter how much you know about football, whether you're an NFL coach, a college coach, high school coach, or if you're just simply a fan, if you want to know everything there is to know about offensive football, I'm going to make it really simple and really easy for you. There are only six things that an offensive coach, an offensive scheme, there's only six things that they can do in the game of football. And if you know that, it makes it much easier to play defense, and it also makes it much easier to play offense, to have a game plan. So let's look at those six things that you can do in offensive football. Number one, you can have a run play, and now with every single run play, you can have what we call an RPO. An RPO is a run-pass option, meaning that when the ball is snapped, the quarterback may not know whether or not he's going to hand the football off or whether or not he's going to throw the football to a receiver who's usually going to be on a quick route of some type. Occasionally, it could be a deep route on an RPO, but then your offensive linemen have a danger that they might be downfield because they don't know that the quarterback may be throwing the football. But you can see a lot of screens, a lot of quick slants, a lot of quick outs. And because of that, there's really not much of a need anymore for a true old school drop back quick game if you run the football. Now, if you don't run the football, you still got to have a great quick game. But if you're going to run the ball, that's one phase. RPO is part of the run game these days. So I might call 35 run plays in a game. We may only hand the ball off 15 of those and throw it the other 20. The next game, we might call the same 35 run plays, hand it off 30 times, and only throw it 5 on those. But a run RPO is one phase of the game. If you're going to run the ball, you got to have play action passes. That way you can develop your deep passing game. So within the run game, within the run scheme, if you're a zone team, if you're a power team, a gap team, you want to have play action passes off of that where you fake the run with the same type of offensive line blocking. It looks like it's the same thing, but now you're developing two-man and three-man and four-man deep route concepts off of play action passing. And that's the second phase of the game. The third phase of the game is the dropback pass. The dropback pass today for most people is usually in the shotgun. You're in the gun, the quarterback catches it, he takes a one-step drop, a three-step drop, or a five-step drop. Or, as we've already gone through, he could also make a fake and make it a play-action pass. But in the dropback passing game, he normally is going to have quick game passes, he's going to have deep passes, and there's the risk and the reward. The deeper the route, the longer the offensive line has to block and hold their blocks, and the better chance the quarterback has of getting sacked. But if you're going to drop back and throw, you also have to have off of that screen passes, drop back, invite the line up the field, and either have a wide receiver screen or a screen to the running back where all the offensive linemen fake the blocks to the O-line, and then most of the O-linemen end up going downfield and blocking people. These are high-risk plays with a big reward, but sometimes if the one receiver is not there and a D-lineman smells it out, it can be a negative play or a bad play. The fifth phase is what I call a pocket move. A pocket move very simply means the quarterback is going to roll out to his right or he's going to roll out to his left. You're going to flood a zone, and the quarterback is basically only going to have half the field where he can throw the football to. Occasionally, you'll see a quarterback throw it back across the field, but that is unusual. You can do that off a sprint out, but you could also do it off of a play action where you bootleg it and roll out to the right or roll it out to the left. And then the final phase is what I call the gimmick phase. Off of every single thing that you do in your base game, you need to have a gimmick. A gimmick very simply means a trick play off the run game, a trick play off the pass game, a trick play off of a swing pass, a trick play off of a rollout and a throwback. Every single thing you do in football, you need a trick play. You know those things? You've known in 4 minutes and 44 seconds all there is to know about offensive football.
Thanks for listening to today's show. One, go to coachtf.com/podcast and leave us your email so we can send you your free download for our Pigskin Pocket Card, which gives you 10 simple steps to follow daily to ensure an amazing life. Two, do something good today for someone who can never repay you, and you'll have truly lived an amazing life. 3. Join us Monday through Friday for new episodes and download any of our episodes wherever you get your podcast, or simply download from our coachtf.com/podcast. 4. Give us a 5-star review today so we can continue to put together entertaining and informative episodes. Always remember, do good, no repay.